Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, what truly drives your business beyond just making money? For me, after 20 years building businesses, I've learned the secret isn't about chasing profits. It's about purpose. Today, I'm pulling back the curtain to show you exactly what fuels the buzzworthy engine and why we're deeply passionate about empowering the SMB community. Starting right here with this podcast.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. Now, today's episode is a little different. I want to give you a little peek behind the curtains because after spending two decades in the trenches building businesses, you might think I've got all the answers. Truth is, the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know, which drives me to search much deeper into my craft. But after 30 years of digging, I have realized we need to go beyond strategies and marketing systems. We all need to look inward and resolve that why behind our drive. Why do we work so hard every day to build something we can call our own? For me, it's never really been about being a business owner or financially independent. To be honest, when I started, I just didn't want to get stuck in another desk job. So today, I'm inviting you inside to share what truly makes me and my company tick. The ethos, the heart, the purpose behind why we do what we do and why we pour so much passion into empowering B2B businesses just like yours. Because honestly, it's not about me. It's about us, the entire community, and the lasting impact we can create together. So let's rewind to around 2002. I was stationed in Alaska, moonlighting as a sound guy at a local bar. It was my way of staying connected to the music scene without starting another band. What I didn't realize was I was setting the stage for my first business, a recording studio for working musicians. The why behind it was simple. I'd spent years as a musician myself and knew firsthand how studios often mistreated first timers, and I wanted to change that. Fast forward to 2005, fresh out of the Air Force with no clear civilian career path, freshly divorced, and determined not to end up in a dead-end job. With my local connections, opening the musician-friendly studio seemed perfect. And at first, it was. We did everything, CDs, album design, merchandise, but quickly I learned that building a business around starving musicians wasn't sustainable. So I pivoted. We started serving local businesses, adding video, print, and web design. I mean, you name it, we did it. The business exploded. Well, revenue-wise at least. But despite tripling our sales, my profits stayed flat. I had built something bigger, but it wasn't better. But I kept growing the entire business for 13 years. Every year with double-digit growth, but never really any more profitable. By 2018, I had a 13,000 square foot operation with over two dozen employees doing almost $2.5 million in revenue. But guess what? It still wasn't really profitable. And worse, I was burnt out. Long story short, I closed my multi-million dollar agency at the end of 2018. I decided to search for a better way to do business. The first step was to get out from under that damn building because it was suffocating me, both emotionally and financially. The second step was to figure out what kind of business was going to work for me because how things were wasn't working out. It took another year for me to wind down 300 clients to about a dozen of the companies I wanted to work with. And for about five more years with two moves, COVID, and all the other things that happened to me as I transitioned from my 40s to my 50s, I struggled to find a new why. Something that gave me the passion I had in 2005 when I started my little old recording studio. Some years, I thought about keeping my ops small and just run a boutique consulting firm and live a life of golf and travel. Other years, I struggled with my existence and how feeble my time on this earth is. I know, that sounds a bit corny, but for my Xers and older fans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, anyways, for about 5 years, I coasted farther and farther away from my agency life and closer to what I'm about to share with you. But first,
here's a buzzworthy insight.
Growth without purpose is like sprinting on a treadmill. You're moving fast, but going nowhere. Real success? It's about intentional impact. Now, you might be wondering why I just told you about my life history. Well, it's because through all that chaos, I uncovered something powerful. My core values. Values that define who I've been all along and how I want my business to run. And it starts with entrepreneurship. I realized my best team members, I should say, don't just show up to do a job. They own their role. They think like founders and constantly seek ways to improve, evolve, and innovate on their own. And they're fiduciaries, which means they're always putting our long-term interests above our own short-term gains. Trust is everything, and trust only happens when we consistently choose to do the right thing over the easy thing. We're also constructively dissatisfied, which means we never settle. Sure, we celebrate the wins, but always with one eye open for the ways we can get even better. I truly believe that growth happens in those uncomfortable spaces between satisfaction and striving. But these values, important as they are, lead to something even bigger. My mission, my rally cry, the thing that keeps me up at night and gets me out of bed in the morning. See, I believe that the middle class is the true backbone of the American economy. And right now, it's under threat. Small and medium-sized businesses, the very companies that employ half the workforce, are struggling, so my mission is clear. I'm going to help rebuild America's middle class, one B2B business at a time, with a target of creating 17 million jobs by 2040. Why 17 million jobs? Well, because that's what it's going to take to get our middle class back to the levels when our economy was the greatest. And how is this even possible? Well, the cool thing is that every time Buzzworthy helps a client grow enough to add another person to their team, we effectively create 53.5 other jobs. If you do the math, that means I'm looking to directly help create 320,000 jobs in the next 15 years, which means I have to find more entrepreneurs like myself that are looking to not just grow their business, but scale their impact. And that's where you come in. You've heard my rally cry, my purpose, my why. But let me ask you, what's yours? What drives you beyond money, beyond success? Because if there's one thing I've learned, it's this. Living without purpose is boring. We all deserve to live, work, and build something worth being remembered for. Something truly buzzworthy.